Good morning and welcome back to Nachiyomi. Today we're going to be focusing on the fourth perek of Sefer Yeshayahu. This is the shortest perek I believe that we have been doing since the time we started Sefer Yeshua. It is only six psukim long. Nonetheless, it has its own complexity. There's two parts to this perek. Again, this is Yeshayahu talking in the times of the reign of Uzziyahu HaMelech, a time of prosperity, a time of success. And he's been talking up till now about how the arrogance and the power and the wealth of society is going to be taken away. The first section of the Perek is one Pasuk, Perek Dala Pasuk Aleph, in which he talks about the following vision. He talks about how seven women will be coming to one man and saying, please feed us, please dress us, please let us be called by your name, gather in our pain. Esof Cher Pasenu. What is going on in this picture? This first Pasuk of the Perek. So the most unfortunate said this is a flow on from the last, at the end of the previous parak, in which Yeshayahu was criticizing the women of Yerushalayim for their arrogance and potentially the immorality that they were displaying at the times of prosperity, and how that would be taken away from them. As a continuation of that, it sounds like what he is saying over here is that there are going to be a disproportionate amount of women in ratio to men. Why so? So the Malbim says very simply is because there's going to be a war coming, and most of the men will be killed in the war, and therefore it'll be in such a situation where Rachman al-Islam, there'll be this terrible shidduch crisis where there are not enough men left after the war, and that's a sort of a description of the destruction that follows this episode in Yerushalayim. Whereas the Chiddush suggests something very interesting, quoting Chazal, that actually has nothing to do with that. It is that Nebuchadnezzar, when ultimately will come to destroy Israel, had a rule in his army, which is quite a strange rule considering the moral caliber of armies at the time. But the rule was that his soldiers would not abuse women who were married. And so this image that Yeshayahu was drawing over here is people rushing to get married at all costs because of the danger and the fear of the foreign soldiers. But whichever way it is, whichever description over here, the general tone of it is a tone of desperation, tone of destruction, which follows on from the previous perek. Now, in the rest of the perek, he turns to the idea of Hashem returning to Yerushalayim, the return in the Achres Hayomim. And in this, he has these most beautiful and poetic descriptions of on this, the day that Hashem will come, he will yietzemech Hashem letzvi elokavod. The growth of Hashem, that which remains, will be for great honor and splendor in the land for the remainder of Israel. Anybody who remains in Zion, who manages to remain in Zion and Yerushalayim, will be ascribed for life and continuation in Yerushalayim. Because Hashem will clean out the excrement of the daughters of Zion and the blood of Yerushalayim, meaning all the bad things that happened in Yerushalayim will be cleaned out. Beruach mishpat v'ruach bo'er, in a spirit of justice and cleansing. And at this point in time, most beautifully, in this other parak ends, Uvora Hashem al kol mechona har tzion ando yikra'eho anon yomam v'ashon v'noiga eish lehava laila. There's going to be a cloud of glory over it, and smoke during the day, and at night time there will be a burning, eish lehava, this fire which will cover the sukkah of, which will protect Yerushalayim. What does that remind you of? When is this image being used elsewhere in Tanakh, where we talk about the cloud at day and the fire at night? Well, of course, that brings us right back to the Ananei HaKavod. It's almost like what's happening over here at the end of times is the return of the Ananei HaKavod to protect Yerushalayim. In fact, the Mechilta of Rabbi Yishmol in Perek Yud Gimel in Sefer Shmois says the following, quoting Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Ein sukkos elo Ananei HaKavod. The sukkos that are in the desert are referring to the Ananei HaKavod. Shneimar Voro Hashem al komochon har tzion. Because he's quoting our pasuk, Hashem will create over Yerushalayim, when it says ki al kol kavod chupa ein li elo l'sheavah el minayin, and this is not only at the times of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but even in the future, because the sukkah tiel etzel yomam, referring to our pasuk in Yeshayahu, that what this means to say is that Rabbi Akiva is seeing that this description of Yeshayahu, of what a sukkah looks like, what the clouds of glory are supposed to, this metaphysical experience of protection, is in fact informing us how to read the Torah and what the Ananei HaKovet actually are and what our sukkah represents, which is very fascinating in terms of halachic notions of what we're supposed to be thinking when we're in the sukkah. But it comes from our perek. It's almost like the closing end of Geula. Geula of Mitzrayim led to Ananei HaKovet and protection. Geula from this experience that he's talking about is going to lead to, again, Ananei HaKovet and protection. The last thing I think just worthwhile noticing is the language in which he uses over here is the notion of cleansing. Now, Hashem is going to be rochatz, he's going to clean. Now, that language indicates that this whole process over here is not a process of destruction and punishment alone, but rather purifying, which means to say the removal of the overlords, the removal of these prosperous people who take advantage of the weak, like Yeshayahu has been talking about, is going to allow those who remain to ultimately be the people who represent the true Yerushalayim, the true place. Embedded in that is the word tzemach. Tzemach should be familiar to us because the word tzemach we use in our tefillah every day. Es tzemach David avdecha me'ira satzmiach. The word tzemach actually in Tanakh is used, and that's what tefillah is borrowing it from. It means Mashiach. Tzemach David is, it actually is, we're going to see about a person who's called tzemach later on when we get to Zechariah. But Tzemach is the notion of Mashiach, so embedded in the code over here is there's going to come a time of Mashiach where Hashem will cleanse what's happened over here and now bring us to this new era of protection, the new pristine era of leaving Mitzrayim. This closes Perek Beis Gimel Dalet, which is its own nevuah towards Uzziah HaMelech, and now we're going to start with a new nevuah, which is the nevuah of the Kerem, as we start Perek. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.